My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Should Mike Vrabel have a game day role? This came up in the final minute of the show yesterday. I thought it was just going to be an innocuous little ditty at the end, and it turned into a big argument. Owen and Lima believe that he should. I don't. I think that I say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco coming back. Nothing against Joe Flacco. Did a good job. You don't want to start the season with any sort of doubt against your guy. Kevin Stefanski, we could say, yeah, he's proven it. They know better than anybody these things can change. And God, you could sit there and say, if they don't even make the playoffs, like you brought this up, is Stefanski insulated among beyond anything now? Is he insulated among anything? Like if Deshaun Watson goes out and has a bad season, could they pick Stefanski over Deshaun?
I have made that argument because I know that sounds ridiculous, okay, given the cap situation and the money, but Stefanski has been so good for this team and this organization and working lockstep with the organization, being able to deal with all the adversity that they dealt with last year and then make that a playoff team when we were all basically like, season's over.
Yeah.
Like that to me was incredible that you're changing the whole offense to suit Watson. And if it doesn't work again with Watson and you're 0-3, what else are you going to do? What other offenses are out there?
You end up putting it on him is what you end up doing.
Stefanski also proved last year, like, if it doesn't work with this changed offense, we can just go back to my offense with a different guy and get it done that way.
But the Browns don't want to be the team that let Mike Vrabel just go, and then they're the ones that didn't jettison Kevin Stefanski, who, again, I know he's a good guy, and you know he's a good guy. Most people, they just hear his press conferences and they think he's wooden and laconic and he ain't going to give anybody any answers. And there's plenty of people who are just down bored by him. That's all there is to it. He is not Dan Campbell.
But
he's not entertaining the people behind him.
He's loosened up a little in the last, probably since halfway through last season. His press conferences have changed.
I don't know.
Tone's changed a little bit.
We did just kind of make a joke about them going, what did you do yesterday? We worked. I mean, that's what he said. That's what he said.
It's training camp.
I know, but he gave a two-word answer there. So he's still him. He's loosened up compared to what he used to be, but I don't think he's Don
Rickles. He's also this guy.
Hey, whatever it takes.
And I've seen way more of that in the last six months than I have.
He's had plenty of reasons to do
it. In the previous 3.5 years.
He's had plenty of reasons to do it. And you know, and I know, and everybody else knows, he's more than willing to come in here. And so when he's more than willing to come in here, yeah, we see him in a different light because he has chopped it up a little bit during the breaks
with us. I've gained so much more respect for him in the last year than I never thought I would be able to. And at the same time, I think not having Mike Vrabel around the team on the day that the game happens is a mistake.
But he will still see what's going on. He knows the process of what happens. He knows what mistakes will be made.
We can't course correct, though, during a game if he's not there.
But it's not his job to course correct it. It's his job to consult.
Why not use all available resources?
You can try to use all available resources.
Well,
but
you're not making one available.
Mike Vrabel is also a man who knows how popular Mike Vrabel is. He knows the football universe lost their minds when he got fired. Lost their minds. Myself included, you were shocked. I mean, we were calling Amy Adams, Strunk Adams, by the way, not the actress. We were calling her, I think that's her first name, is Amy. I mean, we thought that this thing is just a runaway train and you're not going to ever be able to fix this thing after Mike Vrabel was fired. There were some Titans fans who all thought we were stupid and Titans media who thought we were stupid, but now they're getting into big arguments with their defensive tackle. So who the hell knows what's going on down there? But for us, like everybody else thought that they were crazy doing it. Mike Vrabel knows what everybody's saying about him. He knows, even if he doesn't pay attention, his agent's telling him, they know that he's going to be the hottest coaching candidate for whoever falls apart. I hate to say it, if Mike Tomlin and the Steelers part ways, I know they gave him an extension, but they try to do that with everybody. If Mike Tomlin and the Steelers part ways, yeah, he is a home run candidate, a total home run. If Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes part ways, he is a total home run candidate. He knows that. And he knows the type of distraction he could be if he were standing on the sidelines in one of these games, because it's about to happen because it's professional football. Even happened last year where the fourth quarter's out of reach and you're down by a bunch and the broadcasters ain't got nothing to talk about other than, hey, let's go in the truck. We're going to go to camera six. There's Mike Vrabel. Show Mike Vrabel. And all of a sudden, Iron Eagle. Mike Vrabel, one of the hottest candidates in professional football right now, today not going the Browns' way. He's watching this go on, and then you're going to have Charles Davis. Yeah, and you got to be thinking about what he's thinking right now. A lot of talk here. You don't want to start that. He knows you don't want to start that. Even if he was in the booth, even if he was in the hallways, like Rasputin, you don't want to be a part of that. I respect him for it. Rodney in Cleveland, you're first up in the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, man, I'm looking at this Vrabel situation, and honestly, and I always thought that an NFL team need to have a coach that's not inside the building that can evaluate you and see what you're doing and scout you and let you know what you need to adjust on. If you have a coach within the building every day, he's pretty much going to be in a head coach's pocket. He's going to agree with everything. But to keep him away to evaluate on game day, I think that's a great deal, man.
Well, there's also a tendency there to not even just agree with a coach. Like, I think there's plenty of guys in a coaching staff who may disagree, and they might encourage something like that, not on purpose, but they might encourage your free thought. But there's also where you can get into a bubble. Like, you can, like, everybody, even though they don't agree with each other on all things, can believe in a cause so
much. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Much that they all run it off a cliff, Rodney. And it might be nice to have him in his outsider perspective while he consults with them.
I agree with that, mm-hmm. Ken. I mean, I agree with that 100%. And to keep him, I mean, like you say, the announcers, all that, keep him away so after the game, he can come back and say, look, man, if I'm playing you next week, this is what I'm preparing to do for you. And I think that would be a great role for him.
Rodney, thank you very much for the call.
How many coaches on a game day are actually wearing headsets?
A lot of them, I think.
That's what I felt like. You know, the only thing that I'm thinking of is Vrabel seems to, and if you've watched any of his podcasts, any of the stuff he's done over the last year since he's really been out of that head coaching role. I mean, he's telling these stories, these amazing stories. He always has a good sense of humor behind him as well, because you think of him as a meathead, but yet he's like an intellectual. The way that in football terms, the way that he thinks about the game, that he creates these loopholes that have been used that they've had to outlaw afterwards. And I'm like, man, that is a guy that in the last 5 minutes of a football game, to take advantage, mm-hmm. whether it's time management, whether it's his understanding of officiating, he seems to have a better understanding than a lot of these other coaches.
But
I just feel like that could be invaluable.
If you have your defensive coordinator, you go to your QC or anything like that, what did you hire me for? Why are you going to this outside guy? Why didn't you come to me? And if it doesn't go our way, even if it does go our way, there's a fear of internal struggle down the line.
I hear what you're saying and Rodney's saying, but if that's great to have him away, and I don't disagree with Rodney in theory, but why is he there now? Why are we not doing this from the outside looking in and truly being away from it now? That's my A. B, they already have somebody like that in the organization. It's probably the least respected guy in the front office. Paul D. Podesta is in San Diego every day, and all we ever hear is, where you at, Paul? That would be the same thing if we ever heard anything about Vrabel chiming in on a situation and him never being around the team.
Well, you only hear that when things aren't going well. I didn't have to say that much last year.
Yeah. No, that's true. Basically, the way that his position is outlined right now, how we're being told about it and clarified, are we just not going to talk about Mike Vrabel the whole year?
Probably not.
If things go bad, people will bring him.
Well,
like,
honestly,
okay, I get that.
If he wasn't at practice every day, we probably wouldn't be talking about him now.
If things go,
and he did a press conference.
If things go well for us, yeah, he's a notable figure, and I think they have the right to do that.
They've brought in former GMs before to be consultants, but you don't see him out in front of everything all the time, so you don't talk about it.
They don't do a press conference. I did have somebody in the NFL reach out to me and said, "Boy, that is bizarre. That's not something that normally transpires in the NFL." That a guy, especially not involved in game day operations, but that a guy that is taking a paycheck for a team, especially with his status and who he is not going to be there every day, but is doing a press conference. Like, that is different.
But he is at training camp, and I mean, they can see him. He's having races with Jameis Winston, for crying out loud. Like, you kind of want to give the media their pound of flesh, and he knows how to handle that, and he knows that we'll respect his words.
Oh, yeah, I don't think anything bad happened, you know, because of it.
I mean, it's not Buddy Ryan.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Like, Buddy Ryan would have went out there and goes, yeah, I should be the head coach of this football team. Yeah, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's too intellectual. He doesn't have these guys' pulses. I need to be the head coach of this football team. Now, Buddy Ryan was a great defensive coordinator, but he could be a lout as far as a person at times. They know Mike Vrabel ain't going to do that. He's smart. He knows how to play the game. There isn't even much of a game to be played because it's all going to go to him anyway. Because if things go really well for us, and I hope that they do, and they really should because of this roster. By the way, Yahoo ranked us 7th. Somebody just sent that to me on social media. 7th best in the power rankings right now to start off their season.
They'd
did
be
the
top
power
five
rankings.
If Vrabel was in the building.
Maybe that's a possibility. The Vrabel bump. But if things go poorly for somebody else, and they will, Mike Vrabel's going to be one of the first names people think of.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.